Yo, it's your boy T, back at it again with another episode. Viewer discretion is advised during this episode, so if you're not ready to get real and you're not ready to get all down to it and authentic, if you're kind of a bitch in my eyes, I'm gonna say it. If you're not a bitch, just not woke yet, if you're a bot, if you're someone that's constantly cooped up in the media and main three-dimensional shit, this video is not for you, or not video, but episode is not for you. And don't listen to it, because this is going to get real and down to the truth. Protect your energy at all costs, man. Like, I haven't been on social media in a week, and I have no clue what is going on out in the real world, and I'm living such a peaceful, beautiful, happy life because I don't give a fuck. All that shit they're putting on the news, all that shit they're putting in social media is all shit to keep you from being woke. They don't want you to be woke. They want you to be scared, because when they're scared, that means they're in power, they're in more control. Why do you think when the numbers started to go down, the murder hornet shit started to come out? So more people stayed inside. Why do you think the fucking, UFOs, to scare people, to keep them inside? It's the bots. It's the people that are constantly in the media, constantly believing what they see with their two eyes is real. Shit, do you even know if that's real? Like, do you know for a fact that's a proven fact? All this shit in the news, there's a new story every day about the whatever you want to call it. There's a new story every day. So what do you believe? How about you go outside, get some nature, and just see the world for what it is. It's not bad. It's not gonna dissipate, or what? I don't even know what dissipate means. But it's not freaking gonna be what the news is portraying it to be, what social media is portraying it to be, what the world is. The world, you're supposed to make the world what you want it to be. Don't worry about what other people are saying all the time. God damn, it pisses me off that people are so asleep and they don't even know it, and they think they're woke, but they're, in reality, they're so far asleep that who knows if they'll ever wake up. The government was never here to help you. Just look at it. When you ask for help from the government, there's always something you have to do at the end. There's always a catch 182 to that. To everything. Just like this social security, or not social security, unemployment, I guarantee you, in the next 6 months or to a year, we're going to have to pay some of it back that we're getting right now, because they fucked themselves and they want us to pay for it. It's what it is. I'm putting my life on the line, I feel like, saying this shit, because if they listen to this shit, that'd be coming from my head, because I'm woke. They don't want woke people, bro. So that's why they put out all this bullshit technology to keep you so preoccupied, so they have the power above you. Like, I'm not on social media. I don't plan on going on social media for another, until the next time I feel like going on it, because it's all bullshit. The last time I logged in just to share a podcast episode on Twitter, it was a fucking nightmare. People I know getting arguments, just like bashing each other, and they all hang out with each other. That's why, like, bro, I always say, keep a small circle, someone you know that's not gonna say some fucking bullshit to you that you, like, it's all bullshit, man. Like, I really got, like, no friends, really. I don't hang out with no one. I live the life I want to be, and I'm happy with that. Like, I live a great life being myself, because I'm content with who I am. I know who I am. There's not a damn thing a motherfucker could tell me that I don't know about myself. And I know I'm not fucking perfect. I will never be perfect. No one will ever be perfect. But I'm going to damn near work to be perfect every day, because you're supposed to get 1% better every day. So, like, just, man, dude, it's so frustrating, because people wonder why they're depressed. People wonder why they got anxieties, because they're relying on these three-dimensional shit to feel happy, to feel like they need fucking need other people's attention, need more. Like, you're worshiping these celebrities who don't even give a fuck about you. They have shit, piss, throw up, any of that garbage shit that we're human. We all do it. So why are you worshiping them? Why are they better than you? Why is anyone better than you? Ask yourself that, really. Why is anyone ever better than you? No one is better than you. We're equal, but we're not. Some people got better abilities at other things than other people. So that's another thing. Golly, what's up with all the hate, man? Like, come on. If someone's great at something, let them be great at something. Find what you're great at and be great at, and people will be talking about you, and hopefully in a positive way. Don't bash someone because they're doing something that you're scared to do. Like, who the fuck are you? You're not doing shit. You're a drunk. You just constantly destroying yourself. You're eating shit all the time. It's all in the matrix. Social media, everything you see on it, it's to scare you. They're going to promote things to scare you, because when you're scared, they have people like, let's say you are scared, like you, they know they got you in a trance. You're living in the matrix. It is a matrix. Everything is a matrix. Smoking, drinking, social media, entertainment, anything, the news, it's all the matrix to keep people like you, if this fits you, if I'm describing you, scared. Get out of that mindset. Your life is good if you make it good. Everything you've been told is a lie. It really is. And I've had, until last year or September or whatever, I was living in that lie. Even like, I don't even listen to some of the music I used to listen to, because what they're feeding in that music is shit I don't even want to be associated with. Like, it's all about protecting your energy. Like, I'm running at such a high vibration right now. Like, anything that would bring me down to a lower vibration, I don't want to be around it. I don't want anything to do with it, because it sucks when you experience a high vibration, when you're up and you're experiencing this high vibration, you do everything you can to protect it. I meditate, I work out, I read. I'm constantly outside. Like, today I was outside all freaking day because it's beautiful. It was 90 degrees and sunny out, and I love that. And I didn't even wear sunscreen. I'm not burnt at all. My face looks good. I'm not trying to be an asshole, but like, shit, like, I'm feeling great right now, and it's because I'm living my own world. Everyone's here supposed to live their own world and make the best life they want to live. Like, stop living in that stupid bullshit matrix shit. Like, that's what's holding you back. That's what's making you depressed, but no one wants to tell you that, because that's your money, and they want your money. Even like this vaccine, I guarantee you, when there is a vaccine, there's going to be hella people going to get it. I don't want no vaccine. I'm not sick now. I won't ever get sick. Like, I got a strong-ass immune system. Bring it on. Like, really, like, some sicknesses are inevitable. I'll get sick. I'll get a runny nose here and there. But, like, I barely ever get sick. I've been around my family members that the flu going on. I never got sick. I wonder why? Because I'm constantly taking care of myself. You got to be ready all the time, man. Open, start working on yourself. It's so important. The reason you're so depressed is because you're using all these matrix ass shit to fill a void. What void are you filling when you can be filling that void naturally by yourself, by working out? Like, yeah, it sounds cringy as fuck to meditate, but it fucking works. Like, you told me fucking last year where I was, like last June, like, you should start meditating. I would have been like, who the fuck are you? Fuck you. It fucking works. Like, I manifested shit in my life. Like, just small examples. Like, my charger for my phone broke the other day. And my aunt got me a charger for my birthday unexpectedly. Like, she didn't know I needed a charger. Like, I'm telling you, shit like that just happens. You know, when you're constantly working to become a better version of yourself, shit just naturally manifests its way in your life. I'm getting shit to happen to me that I never thought could have ever happened, because I was so blind. I wasn't woke yet. I had my spiritual awakening. I've had all this shit. Like, I don't even want to be around people. Like, it hurts because a lot of my friends, like our old, like older friends, they're all in this, living in this shit. Like, I don't want to be around no more. Like, I don't know how to tell them, but it's like, fuck, I gotta start, like, everyone's so scared to be alone. I'm not scared to be alone. Fuck, I've been alone my whole life, pretty much. Like, I've had a beautiful, I have a beautiful family I've grown up in. But other than that, I'm a lone wolf, bro. I do shit on my own. I've always been a lone wolf. I never fit in. Maybe it's because I am a chosen one. We are all chosen ones. If you have listened to me this far and this shit's clicking with you, you're a chosen one. We're chosen ones because we know what life is. We're put here because we're woke, man. Like, people living in bots and shit like that. Why the fuck you look like living, slaving yourself for somebody else? Come on, man. Like, you're better than that. You're worth more than that. You're worth everything you think you're worth. So if you're working at a higher vibration, higher vibrational things are going to come manifest this way in your life. That's why when you're running at that low vibration, you're on social media, you're fucking smoking and drinking all the time, you're not feeling 100, you're eating fast food all the time, shitty things are going to manifest its way in your life. And I'm trying to quit smoking weed, and I hate that I have to quit smoking weed, but for me to live the life that I'm trying to live, I got to do it. It's just what it is. I love smoking weed. I will never knock weed. I think it has great benefits, but for me, it hasn't been doing what it used to do to me. It's making me feel worse when I smoke. Like, my, yeah, it's like reversal. Like, but if smoking's your thing, do your thing. I'm not knocking that. Smoke the fuck up. I love smoking weed. Like, it's the best thing, but I need to stop because it's holding me back from the blessings that I'm seeing that could happen to me. So it's all about giving up shit to be better. Like, I guarantee you, in a couple days or so, or a week, by me not smoking and me holding into my vital energy, I'm going to manifest great things in my life. Like, so I'm going to do my best to get that 1% better every day. I'm going to do my best to not feed in to what the bullshit media. You notice something? How more people are becoming woke. That's why, like, I'm making videos like this. And I think you should start considering making videos like this if this is resonating with you and you are woke and you're very passionate about it. Like, make a video, make podcasts. Like, we need more people like you out here to wake people up. Like, it's important because people are so scared out there. You can't even, like, shit, I can't even go outside without a mask on to some places and without people, like, looking at me weird. Like, I'm not scared of shit. Only thing I'm scared of is the Lord, man. Like, yeah, I know motherfuckers could kick my ass because some motherfuckers can. People that know what they're doing. Those are the type of motherfuckers I want to fuck with. But think I'm scared of them? Hell no. But it's the whole thing is, like, you shouldn't. I laugh at fear now. I really do. Like, I mean, I wouldn't say I laugh at it, but I face it all the time. It's not even fucking, like, a thing to me anymore. Like, yeah, you're going to be scared, you're going to be nervous, but it's like, it's worth it. Like, there's no point living in fear all your life. Like, it's not worth it. Like, get the fuck out of the matrix, wake the fuck up, protect your energy. Your energy is so important. Your energy is what's going to make you who you are. Be who you are. Stop comparing yourself to someone else, because you know how fucked up social media is, bro? Like I was saying earlier, we're all the same, but social media is giving people a number to think they're better than them. Like, if you got more followers than me, fuck you. You're the same person as me. You may get more likes, but that's fake-ass shit. Like, you don't, I guarantee you don't look like that in real life. We posted pictures from fucking 8 months ago trying to look all spiffy and shit like that. Fuck you. Like, it's not that serious. Nothing should ever be that serious. Live the life you want to live. Make the life you want to manifest the shit you want. It's so important to get woke. Just live the life you want to live. It's, I can't get it enough. Like, it's so important to stop feeding into that bullshit. And please disagree with me
go ahead, disagree with me. I don't give a fuck. I know what life is. This is what it is. Like, all that shit's three-dimensional shit that don't fucking matter. Like, all that shit you're buying shit on. Like, one of my biggest problems, I spend money on clothes a lot. I need to fucking stop doing that. Because there's shit that I can just rock. That's $2. That look fire. It's how you put shit together that makes it fire. Like, it's not the designer clothes. It's not how much money something makes. No one is better than you. And if anyone thinks they're better than someone else, fuck them. Like, you'll have a great conversation with a homeless dude down the street than you would with fucking Kylie Jenner, who's probably depressed as fuck looking for her next picture she's trying to post. Or how can I get more likes? Or how much makeup can I get? Like, that shit don't matter. You're going to have a great conversation. You're going to learn something from a hobo than you are going to learn from someone that's looking down on you. So, that's that. Stay woke. Stay healthy. Keep working on yourself. I love you. Here's another thing. I love you more than you love yourself. If that makes sense, then that's sad. Because I got no hate for nobody. Stay up.